What up?
What's up?
The bitches are back.
Oh my god, I was listening to her old ones and I so dumb said back at it again with the wife and the last one. And I was like, who the fuck am I? I'm stupid. Thanks for sticking with us for all our dumb, well, my dumb quotes. Cause damn.
You know, we took a really long break there, guys.
Yeah, sorry about that. Life happens, you know. I got into a fucking wreck. I don't know if y'all knew that. And then, like, we just didn't have babysitters or, you know, whatever the case was. Something happened with you, I feel.
Did something happen?
I don't remember. Something happened.
Something is always happening.
I was going to say, this is like, that's why I can't remember because I don't know which one to choose. So, shit just happened, but we're back. We're ready to go back into it. And I know, like, I've been getting a lot of messages from people, like, when are y'all going to record again?
Yeah.
Like, I'm fucking bored. Like, telling us so.
Where the fuck were y'all at when we asked for suggestions, though?
I know, motherfuckers. Okay, so anyway, speaking of suggestions, send your fucking suggestions.
We had a lot today. I'm so proud of you guys.
I'm like in a flood. Maybe we should just like a skip. Like maybe we should be like, oh, we're not gonna do it for a while, and then come back and then be like, oh my god, welcome back.
Open the gate.
Yeah. Okay, so send your suggestions to thepodcastliterally@gmail.com. I haven't checked that, so I don't know if you have been. Honestly, I'ma check it. I'ma check after this. And then our Twitter is @listenliterally, and then you can follow Cassie on Twitter @kstegg18, and then me @_bex with 3 K's, 3 S's.
You are so extra for that.
Girl, you know. You fucking know. Also, we decided to do something different, and we're going to do an Urban Dictionary phrase of the week because a lot of people liked our first podcast where I read off disgusting and vulgar Urban Dictionary phrases and names.
Yeah.
So we're going to start that up. But yeah, we'll do one crazy one, like every podcast or whatever. So if you have suggestions for that, also send those. Because more nasty to better.
This week's Urban Dictionary phrase, the Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Do you want to explain what the Spider-Man is, Becca?
Sure. So, when a girl is going down on you, I'm assuming this is a guy. Because if you're going down on him and he jizzes on your face or whatever, that's a dude, right? Girl, I mean, I guess
I mean,
girls
you could
can.
Squirt. Girl squirt.
All right, you know what? Someone's going down on someone.
With this day and age,
equality.
We can't do gender assumption.
Anyway, this is what it said on Urban Dictionary. When a girl is going down on you, and just before you climax, you pull out of her mouth and nut in your own hand. Gross. Then fling the jizz on her face as you jump to your feet and properly mimic Spidey's web-slinging hand motions while standing in a power-like superhero stance. First off, whoever thought of this shit?
I'm going to know the first person that tried it. That's who I want to know. And then I want to talk to the girlfriend.
Be like,
or what did this the ex-girlfriend, because you know she's a fucking ex-girlfriend
like,
after this.
Nope, I'm good. Like, what the fuck did you just do? First off, that's gross. I don't want you to fling your jizz on my face. Like,
no, it's not flinging. You're like slapping them in the face with it.
Also, like, just so I don't know how that would happen. You would literally just have to like sling it on someone's face though, like for that to even fucking happen. And then also, if I'm going down on you and then you fucking do that and then pop up acting like you're a goddamn superhero, like I'm a nut check you. I'm gonna fucking punch you in your nuts. Obviously, you're probably gonna be, your nuts are gonna be face level to me.
I'm just gonna be like so shocked. That I don't even think I would react. I think I would just like
you're not
stare
gonna know what to say.
And then just leave. Like, all right, well.
That was that. Urban Dictionary phrase of the week is Spider-Man. Please don't try this at home. Don't be fucking slinging jizz on your girlfriends, wives, baby mamas, baby daddies, whatever. Don't do it. It's nasty. So for this week, we asked you guys to send us your crazy BFF stories, or breakups. And we actually, like Cassie said, got like a lot of people. Like it was, there was a lot.
Of course, they're all from girls, which rings true that yeah. girls are fucking bitches, and this is why most of us only have like two girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. Amen, sister. Preach.
Fuck females.
So do you want to read the first one since you're the one that got it?
This one kind of like got me in my feels a little bit.
Yeah, this bitch Cassie, she sent me this screenshot of this girl telling her story, and she was like, bitch, I'm crying. I was like, oh, no, I don't even know if I want to read it. Like, this bitch says she cried.
It's not her normal, super funny stuff. I mean, it's kind of funny.
It's funny, but it's just like, it sucks, too. Like,
it took a left turn, and I was like, wait.
But honestly, like, all of these suck because they all mean that someone lost a best friend, and, like, that fucking sucks.
But as we get further down the line, did we really lose a best friend? Did we really lose anything special?
I don't think so.
Anyways. So, this girl, she took a trip to Denver for St. Patrick's Day. And it was, like, her first getaway since she had her kid. She hadn't partied in a while. Not to mention, like, she was going through relationship issues. Her and her husband were separated at the time. So, she had a little bit of, you know, the mommy blues, some postpartum going on. And she hadn't really confided in her best friend about these issues. So she wasn't really aware of all this, you know, stuff. Well, then while she's out there, you know, partying, having a good old time, trying to forget all that bullshit, you know, they bring out the Coke.
Like you just slide that in. They bring out some Coke.
Which, you know, hey. And she hadn't done that shit in a long time. And let's not mention she's a mom of two, you know, it's been a while. She's almost 30. So her Coke tolerance levels. Is probably like negative. Well, she gets blacked out, you know, which, you know, understandable. She railed some lines like she was in a freshman in college. So, anyway, she makes a fool of herself, tried to fight her best friend, her cousin, the front desk agent at the hotel. She said some pretty nasty things, and basically her and her friend have not talked to each other since the trip, and they were friends for like 10 years. So, I mean,
that's pretty fucked up.
It's sad.
It's sad.
I mean, I'd be mad at you if you held that against me.
Bitch, you've done it before. That's why.
There was no coke.
There's no coke involved. But you was fucked up. And you was being
I didn't try to fight anybody.
No, well, you didn't try and fight me. Because it's that, yeah, she tried to fight her best friend.
I tried to fight the other girl who.
Yeah, you should have. I should have let you. Damn it. Yeah, that's fucked up. Honestly, like, I guess
I wouldn't hold it against
you. I wouldn't hold it against
you. I might be
you
mad at you for like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But
I'd like, shame you hard.
I would totally.
But I feel like
I would never let you live it down. I'd be like, yeah, you remember that one time whenever you got coked out and fucked up everybody?
Bitch, now that we've revisited the one time that I made you mad in our whole friendship, you hold that shit over me still now too. And it's a dumbass fucking reason.
It's not a dumb reason because you even were like, why are you friends with me?
Okay, I was just saying that you would stop being mad.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, so sorry to our friend that sent us. Hopefully they can...
We'll be your new best friends.
Yeah, you can... Yeah, girl, come on. We got you.
Yeah.
We say mean things to each other all the time, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go on to the next one. This one is also anonymous. She asked me to keep it anonymous.
I don't know why.
I mean, I'm sure as we tell the story, people are going to be like,
a lot of people are going to realize gonna know. Who this is.
This was in the Facebook limelight for a little bit. It was put out there. Also, there was a lot of people that went on that trip.
A lot of people witnessed this, so it's not really anonymous. Yeah.
So, this is the story. It's Starts with, my ex's friend and I got super close after I went through a tough breakup with a douchebag. She wanted me to include douchebag.
Yeah.
Because he's a douche. Her and two of my other best friends were there for me. My ex-best friend is also going through the same shit in her relationship. But who am I to judge, you know? If it makes you happy, cool. So the ex-best friend gets engaged. Jumped to the bachelorette weekend. Never mind. I was going to say something, but never mind. That's when she saw the ex-best friend's true colors. She said, we were on a drinking fest, and she starts getting suicidal and won't leave her now husband alone. So I guess they went on a trip somewhere, and she was, like, texting and calling and, like, bugging her husband, now husband.
While they're both supposed to be on their bachelorette weekend.
Yeah, they were, like, celebrating at the same time. So she was, like, annoying the fuck out of him. So anyway, back to the story. So she said, suicide isn't a joke. So my other best friend is there for all of this, and she gets help because suicide isn't a fucking joke. Like, plain and simple. My ex-best friend cussed us out, hit us, and called us every name in the book for not taking her quote-unquote suicidal burst as a joke. Her and I got physical, and I threw her around after she said I threw her around.
She did. She flung her around like she was a fucking rag doll.
After she came after her sister and attacked my other best friend. The next day, she woke up talking shit, and me, which is the girl that's telling the story, being the bigger person, didn't want to ruin the fun for the rest of the girls, had to talk with her and said, let's just blow this over. Let's finish this weekend, have fun, like, whatever. So fast forward to the weekend, me and the
let
other,
let me just add something because we didn't have fun the rest of the weekend. Another fight broke out between another one of the girls who was her bridesmaids, but continue.
Anyway, obviously this is very close to home for Cassie. she said, fast forward to the wedding, me and my other two best friends thug it out. They basically were like, whatever, like, we've already bought the dresses, we've paid for all of our shit, let's just fucking get through this wedding, and, like, we're over with it. Let's go, okay, fast forward to the wedding. After the wedding, we kind of just stopped talking. I'm getting my shit together, I'm single, I'm having fun. One day, me and the two best friends plan a girls' night out. My ex-best friend shits a brick because we didn't invite her. Truthfully, we just didn't want to deal with the BS. We saw her at a B-Day party a few months later, and we didn't talk to her much that night, and then boom, she drunk texts me after a party saying she misses me and she's sorry for the way that she had been, and pulls the I've been there for you and I'm a great friend card. She said, that wasn't fucking cutting it. That's not a, honestly, that's not a good apology, like, for anyone. But she said, okay, your situation is still toxic, but we can sit down and have a lunch. Well, that never happened. Her apology was not sincere. It was a, I'm sorry you didn't like the way I acted, but I'm an awesome friend type shit, which is very common for this said person that we are talking about.
Let's just give this person a name. You know what? I have a great
name. Oh my God.
I have a great name.
What's the name?
Her name is Annie. Her name is Annie.
Annie.
We'll hear more about Annie in a little bit.
Oh my fucking God.
Annie. And let's give her significant other a name too. Annie and Miles. Annie and Miles.
You're so fucking petty. I fucking love it though. It's my favorite.
Annie and Miles.
So, okay. Annie Miles been fucking the town up. Like,
girl.
Fucking it up. Anyway, so yeah, yeah. Honestly, like, this situation, I would have been pissed because I know, like, what goes into planning a bachelor, especially if y'all are, like, traveling somewhere. Like, I know that it's a lot of money, one, to put in. And, like, I don't know. It's just, I would be pissed off just for that in general.
And the entire time we're on the trip, she is basically throwing a fit because, you know, whenever we went for mine, you know, you guys, I did not pay for a single fucking thing. Yeah. I didn't pay for my food. I didn't pay for my drinks. Like, I think whenever I went out the first night, I paid for, like, four drinks. And that was, like, a total of what I spent the entire weekend.
Yeah.
You know? And she was, like, pissed that, like, at a couple of restaurants that we went to, like, nobody paid for her drinks. Nobody paid for her food. And, like, I paid for, like, what I could, but still, like, you know, we were already shoveling out money here and there for, like, everything, you know? And we tried to make it as cheap as possible on everybody. And it was just, like, everything leading up to that weekend was a fucking shit show. Like, everything. And then the fucking bachelorette weekend was just, there was probably, like, two good moments. Probably the car ride down there was fun.
Okay. And then the car ride back. The car ride
was awkward as fuck. Everybody pretty much slept because she had fucking ruined the whole goddamn weekend.
She ruined her weekend.
I mean, she fought three of her bridesmaids. She came back with less. That bitch is probably the only motherfucker I know that goes down to her bachelorette and comes back with less fucking bridesmaids.
What she came with?
Like, what? No. No,
and then
wants to apologize to one of the bridesmaids through text message.
Yeah, no.
Like, what the fuck? You just laid out some bullshit in front of everybody, and then you want to be like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Da-da-da-da-da. I hope you'll still be in my wedding." Like, bitch,
girl,
you end this wedding.
Nah, girl.
I'll take my shit back and get my $100 for this ugly ass dress.
And that's the fucking tea, bitch. Okay. All right, so we'll go to the next one. We'll come back to Annie and
Miles.
okay, so I'll say this next one. You can read the next one. Because this one is from my mother-in-law. Y'all, this lady, she's a fucking queen, man.
This lady's a G right
Yeah, she'll
here.
Fucking be dead. If I ever got to get in a fight, I'm calling her and I'm calling Brandon's aunt. Like they're ready to throw down anytime, anywhere, no matter what. Like, they're
Mama
fucking
don't
down
play.
Ass bitches. So yeah, this is her story about losing her best friend. So it says, we were having my son's graduation party at our apartment and we were all drinking. Halfway through the night, I noticed my son. So this is a separate son. So Dylan's graduation party and Corey, sorry, Corey, to be calling you out like that. Corey is the son in questioning. She said, I noticed my son, Corey, who was 18 at the time. Just want to make that clear. Went missing. He likes to venture off when he drinks. This is, like, a known thing.
He does.
He
remember the few times I've been around
girl,
him.
Like, this dude, he drinks and we lose him. We don't know.
He's like me. He goes to sleep.
Like, he just, not even that. That fool just, like, travels around. We saw them at the fucking block party, the Halloween block party one year. And, like, we saw them literally everywhere. And then I saw Stacia a little later. And I was like, where is Corey? And she was like, I don't know. Like, he just is, we don't know where he fucking went. Anyway, back to the story. So he likes to venture off when he drinks. So mom started to worry. She realized that her best friend at the time, Leslie, was missing also.
Mm.
She went looking for them. She opened his bedroom door, immediately closed the door in shock. She wasn't sure if what she saw was what she saw. Like, she was like, hold up, what the fuck?
I know y'all happened? I know what happened.
You can guess what happened next. She thought she saw her best friend on top of her son with the lights up. She saw right because that's what happened. She said, when I went back into the room, my best friend tried hiding behind the door. Bro, I saw you. Why are you trying to hide? Like I'm not going to look behind that. That's the first place I'm going to look, or in the closet.
First of all, I was able to get this door all the way open before. What the fuck?
Yo, ugly ass, stay behind the door now. Oh, God. Okay, so she went back in the room. She was hiding behind the door, and obviously Corey was sitting on his bed. She flipped out, rightly so. She started screaming and pushing her out of the door, out of their apartment. They started arguing, and then that shit makes its way downstairs, like, out of the apartment. And she is wasted, like, again, they've been drinking, and they've probably been there fucking all day. This bitch wasted, and she trying to apologize for it. What are you going to say at that point, too? Like, I'm sorry I just fucked your son in your house? I'm sorry my grown ass fucked your, like, 19-year-old son in your house at your other son's graduation party. What? Anyway, she ended up saying something smart, like, I don't know, whatever she said, fucking snaps, she made, it made mama snap.
Yeah.
You make mama snap, you gonna regret it, okay? So she grabbed her by the hair and yelled, "That's my son," as she fucking uppercut her ass over and over and over again. I'm just like picturing this. I wish I was there.
I can picture all of it. I don't know who this Leslie person looks like, but
I can just imagine.
I can just see Chastity beating the shit out of
this bitch, like for real. So beats her ass, and she said, "When I was finally done, I told her to get the fuck out." Obviously, they never fucking talked again. Like they were, and this was her best friend, dude. Like her best friend. Mm. Like I don't know what the fuck I would do. Honestly, I would kill her. Like I don't think I would be able to stop hitting her. Like for real. Like you fucked my kid in my house. Like damn. But like, anyway,
when did you like? I don't care how fucking drunk you are, I don't know the words.
Like being drunk, that shit, that don't mean nothing. Like
no,
you still did what you did. Anyway,
I don't know.
I don't even know what I would do. I would literally be like, nah, I know. You can't do this. So yeah. Sorry, mom, but you're better for it. And you beat the bitch's ass. So you got your shit.
Kudos to you, Corey, though.
Yeah, bro points. Oh my god. I'm sorry, mom. I'm so sorry.
I'm totally kidding. Don't uppercut the shit out of me.
Don't beat my ass. Fucking stupid. All right. Go read your story.
So this one's a pretty fucking crazy story, and I almost wanted to ask this bitch, are you friends with Annie too?
You an Annie friend? Wait, you talking about Annie?
Oh shit.
Bro, read the story. You gonna make me. I'm gonna say some shit I'm gonna regret. Go.
Okay, so this was from a friend of a friend. I met my ex-best friend at work. I was her supervisor, but we quickly clicked and realized we had a ton of stuff in common. We were both going through a tough breakup. I like how bitches always lean on each other when they get their fucking heart broke.
Bitches gotta stick together.
What's that song by Billie Eilish? I think it's like
William Eyelash.
William Eyelash. Broken bitches heart. But that was close. Anyways, we were both going through a tough breakup, so we leaned on each other for support. We spent literally
every day together.
You fucked up there. We spent literally every day together and kind of nursed each other back to health. About 6 months later, I decided I was ready to start dating again, and she got really jealous, of course, because she didn't have any real prospects.
Bitch probably ugly. Okay, continue.
I shrugged it off and kind of didn't make a big deal about it. Things got serious with the guy I was seeing, and we moved in together. She constantly told me I was making a mistake and I should break up with him. So I spent the better part of 2 years hearing from my best friend that she didn't like my boyfriend and how she hated him for stealing her time with her best friend. We eventually broke up, and she literally just said, "I told you so." And that was the end of that conversation.
Bro, no, I'm beat ass.
I start to see what kind of person she is, and I distance myself. That rings a bell. Didn't we just hear that from the last story?
Yeah, that's weird.
I swear, this is Annie. This is Annie.
Annie.
Annie written all over it. We still talked almost daily, but hardly ever saw each other. Fast forward to when I started dating my now husband. He lived about 2 hours from the area she lived. She is livid that I'm seeing someone so far away because it's not safe to drive that far at night. Like, what the fuck, bitch?
You a goddamn lie. You know you don't care about my safety.
Why are you worried about how far I gotta drive for some date?
Like, let me do me, okay?
Oh, my God. Once again, I ignore her and go about my business. We get a house in the area, and she refuses to help us move, doesn't ask to come see our new house, doesn't congratulate us, and just continues to talk about herself. We lived in the house for almost 2 years when I found out I was pregnant. She was elated to find out I was pregnant and offered to help plan the nursery, come with me to yoga classes, blah, blah. She never shows up once.
I ended up having a super complicated pregnancy. She knew all of this was going on, but never called to check on me and never asked if the baby was okay, nothing. Just shows up at the baby shower with a semi-expensive gift.
I like how she put that. Yeah. Semi-expensive.
And tells everyone how excited she is to meet her godson. Never gave her that title. I left shortly after I opened gifts. When my son was born, she wanted to be the first friend to see him. I didn't have my phone for more than an hour after he was born, and she called me 57 times.
Bitch. Bro.
I'm sorry.
But here's my thing. If it was me and you, like, I have Chris's phone number, you have Brandon's phone number, because we're best friends.
Exactly. And
that's where she also fucked up. Also,
I'm not going to call you 57 times after you just shat a baby out of your fucking vagina.
You right, bitch. You right.
And you wouldn't do the same thing either. And I had all my kids before you had your kids. Yeah. And you still knew not to do that.
But that 57 times, like, that's crazy.
That's, like, obsessive.
Yeah, that's psycho shit. Okay, keep going.
She called 57 times trying to find out what room I was in. I am obviously exhausted and overwhelmed after pushing a human out of my body, I don't answer. My best friend of nearly 17 years was the first friend to be there. My mom called her, and she posted about meeting her nephew because we're basically family. I received this novel of a text from my now ex-BFF saying how hurt she is that she wasn't the first to see him, how selfish I was for allowing someone else to come and hold her godson.
Oh, hell no.
But that she would forgive me if I would let her come to the hospital when she got off work at 11.
Bitch, what? I just pushed out a baby and I'm on your time? No.
At that point, mm-hmm. I basically told her to fuck off and to never speak to me again. She then sent me a sob story about how she was possibly mentally ill.
Oh, possibly? You think this is a possibility?
Annie, are you going to kill yourself right here? Is this where you tell us this?
Oh, my God.
And she didn't know. Okay. She tells me she's possibly mentally ill, and she didn't know how to handle not being
able to see
my child. Mm-hmm. Okay, at this point, I'm, like, nervous. Like, yeah, bitch, like, why are you so worried about seeing my child?
Your quote-unquote godson.
She's used this excuse every time she called out for everything. Every time she was called out for everything. And I blocked her. Later, I found out that she had been talking shit about me the entire 4 years and told everyone that I was a terrible person. LOL.
Girl. This bitch is psycho. Crazy.
Psycho. This is, like, stage 5 clinker on another level.
Yeah, fuck all that shit. First off, bitch, it's 11 p.m. and you try and come see my baby? He's sleeping.
Like, first of all, I didn't even know the hospital still lets you come in after
that. I don't think they fucking do unless you're, like, staying the night there. And, bitch, you sure as hell ain't staying the night with me. And then she says, oh, I might be mentally ill. Bitch, you thought... Yes, you're mentally ill. What the fuck you mean? Call me 57 times after I just push out a goddamn baby.
You need some fucking help. You need some milk.
But you need some milk. All right, so that's the last story that we have. But, I mean, that bitches be crazy out here, y'all. Y'all got to be careful because they don't give a fuck about y'all. All they worry about is your goddamn self. Trying to get some dick. Don't matter if it's your son or not. Trying to fight you. Don't matter if you the bachelorette weekend, you pay for shit. You a bridesmaid. They don't fucking care. They don't give a fuck.
Oh my God.
Bitches be crazy.
So. We all know Cassie has a few friend breakup stories. I mean, there's only really like two that are like bad. And I don't even think this recent one.
It was just kind of like the last straw.
It's even bad. It was just like the last straw. Like, I was just like, all right, you know what?
Well, I feel like I'm
done. I'm over this bullshit. I'm not dealing with it no more.
Yeah. I feel like it's just been like a reoccurring problem for so long that like once, like it gets to a point where like, all right, bitch, like I'm fucking done. You know? Like, I feel like that's it. All right, well, do you want to tell your story or?
So, oh, Annie.
Fucking Annie.
Annie and I became friends.
Through me and Jen?
No, through Jen. Jen started, which this just proves that she's not a good fucking friend.
Okay.
Anyways.
Tell me.
Annie got brought around because Jen is a nice person and Jen brought her around. And Jen was seeing a guy who then stopped talking to Jen for Annie.
Fucking Annie.
For fucking Annie. And Annie allowed it. Even though she was friends with Jen. And, you know, we all know I don't have any fucking room to talk in that area.
Same. But I would never do that to you.
I would never do it to you.
But see, that's where, like, there's friends, and then there's, like, acquaintances, and then there's family. Sorry, Winter. And then there's... And then there's best friends. Like, there's best... Those are four different categories. Those are different. So, I don't know. Okay, anyway, though, continue. She saw her mans.
So, she basically started seeing homegirl's mans. Boy toy. Yeah, whatever that was. And so, anyways, you know, we got close. I mean, she kind of, like, forced herself upon me. She, like, forced me to be her best friend.
I feel like that was, like, y'all's whole friendship. Like, anyways, from an outside person,
so
bitch loved you a little too much.
So, anyways, we're cool. You know, whatever. She moves in with us. She becomes a roommate. And it's pretty chill. I mean, she's a good roommate. And then she starts dating Miles.
Oh, Miles.
And then she wants Miles to move in.
I remember the first time I met Miles.
No, bitch.
Miles ain't moving in this house.
Miles ain't fucking moving in because we don't even want you and the other roommate living here. Much less a third roommate.
Yeah.
Who would probably not be paying any fucking rent because he was living with her technically. Anyways, the motherfucker still stays every goddamn night for 3 fucking weeks before they move out. And before she moves out, I say, oh, is Miles gonna cough up some rent money for the 3 weeks that he's been staying here every fucking night? And she acts like I'm fucking fucked up for asking that. Bitch, after I done told your ass,
the audacity.
No, nigga, he can't stay here.
The audacity.
So that was the first time we stopped talking and being friends.
The first time.
Right? Like, this shit is like...
How long? That was like, what, 3 or 4 years ago? 4 years ago?
3 years ago. About 3 years ago. So then she moves out. Whatever. We stopped talking. We're not really that cool anymore. Well, then... You know, we got kids that are the same age and they're, like, pretty cool. They go to the same daycare. Well... Some incident happens and I text her about mine and her kid. Well, then she apologizes and I apologize. So I'm like, you know, whatever. We're cool now. Start hanging out again. And we're still cool. And we stay cool. Well, then I get married. I go and get married. Well, she gets mad because I don't ask her to be a part of my wedding. Well... I literally got married in a fucking gym, so bitch. I was already tight on a motherfucking money.
But didn't something happen, though, right?
She got mad because I was going to ask my sisters to be in the wedding.
Right.
And that's why I just was like, I don't, Chris doesn't have enough friends for me to have 7 bridesmaids.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. He has like 3 friends.
Sorry, Chris. I'll be your friend.
And I mean, the amount of bridesmaids that I did have still had to double up on the guys because that's how little fucking friends he has.
Yeah. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah. No. That's why he doesn't have as much drama as I fucking do.
One, Kat's your sister, pretty much.
Yeah. Then it was you,
me,
Jen.
Shannon.
So, anyways... She gets mad, and I'm like, all right, well, if you're going to throw a fucking hissy fit because you're not a bridesmaid, then fuck off.
Yeah.
So, sorry, we stop being friends again.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise, right? Anyways, go back to being friends again. I am a part of her wedding, which during all this time, There's just a lot of shit going on with good old Miles. Good old Miles.
Yeah, they didn't have the best relationship.
And not that anybody does.
Yeah, no one's perfect. But just the shit that happened.
But if you're, Snapchatting that you're throwing your fucking dude's shit into the dumpster. And then 2 days later, you're on Facebook talking about, we're the happiest family in the whole fucking world. And my life has never fucking been better than it is right now. Then I'm gonna barf on your fucking face because you're a liar.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, she put their relationship all over fucking Facebook, all over Snapchat. Like she would blast when he would do something wrong or when she caught him talking to girls and, you know, whatever. Like, that was her problem. Like, no one would know any of that had she just kept all that to herself. Like at all. Like, just don't fucking put your shit on Facebook. People don't need to know that. And then when people do know that stuff and then you try and act like none of that happened and that he's perfect, people are going to be like, bitch, the fuck?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, at this point, I've learned to keep my mouth shut about this fucking relationship.
Yeah, I feel like everyone did.
Because what's the point? I she ain't leaving.
Yeah.
So, basically, everything she tells me just kind of, like, goes in one ear and out the other.
Yeah.
Because what is the point? So, and here recently, like we said, we had a shit show of a bachelorette weekend. And after they got married, we're at the pool one weekend.
Wasn't it, like, the weekend after?
It was, like, 2 weekends after they got married, and they get into a fight about some shit over her phone, and they start cussing each other, yelling at each other, and he proceeds to flip over a fucking chair, and mind you, we're all at another friend's apartment complex.
And didn't y'all have y'all's kids?
Yeah, and we all have our kids there, so no. He's acting like this in front of everybody, plus children, plus random people that live in the apartment complex. And the other friend is like, all right, fuck this shit. Get the fuck out if y'all are gonna act like this. Yeah. Like, this is why nobody wants to fucking be around y'all, because we have to deal with this dumb bullshit every time. And it's just, you know, everybody gets put in this awkward situation where we have to fucking just watch you guys fucking fight.
And then after, it's fucking awkward. Like, it's so awkward.
So then, we all just kind of, like, leave it alone. Then the girls' night happens. We don't invite her. And she proceeds to throw shade on Facebook. Like, oh, I didn't get invited to the girls' night. Like, yeah, bitch, there's a reason you didn't. So, I proceeded to tell her the reason she didn't get fucking invited. She didn't like the reason that I gave her. So, we all stopped talking to the bitch. And what do you know? Like, a week and a half, 2 weeks later, she fucking texts me while she's drunk. Because I guarantee she wouldn't have done it sober.
Yeah.
She got drunk and in her feels and was like, oh, I miss my best friend. And I'm sorry. And da-da-da-da-da. And me, being the nice person that I am, was like, you know what? All right. Whatever. Cool. Fuck it. Meanwhile, the other two are like, no, fuck that shit. That's a half-ass fucking apology. She's still trying to act like she didn't do anything wrong. So, fuck her. We're not talking to her. We're not being her friends still. Bye. See you later. You can be sorry all you want, but shove your fucking sorry up your ass.
Up your ass, bitch.
Well. Then I still continue to see these bullshit-ass fucking we're the happiest family in the whole goddamn world posts. But she comes to my house and tells me about why they're not the happiest family in the world. And it just really irks me to my fucking core for the last goddamn time. And as you all know, I opened my fucking mouth and I made a point to say how much it irked me. Well, she didn't like that. So I got a lengthy text message. But before I could send my fucking response, the little bitch blocked me. And I hate a scary bitch like that. Like, really?
And then I try and send a text that Cassie.
That you try to be a real good friend. I was like, you know friend.
What? I'm going to send it. I'm going to send your text for you. And I fucking get into the fucking message and send the text. And it won't fucking go through because that bitch blocked me too. So this bitch knew what was going to happen. She knew that I was going to fucking send that text. But then other homegirl came in clutch. And she sent the text for Cassie. So she eventually got the text.
She got the text. It was delivered.
Yeah, that bitch got it. So
I didn't care that she didn't respond to the other friend that delivered the message for me.
Well, didn't she block her?
She blocked her Eddie. After that.
Love that. Fucking
she,
love that shit.
She blocked her too after that. But I just wanted to get my fucking point across because, bitch, I would have mailed that shit to her motherfucking house.
Oh my God. Can we please? Can we? I would type up the note for you and fucking send it to her.
Yes.
All right. So, wow, bitch. Like,
that was a lot.
That's a lot of tea just spilled all over us.
I told y'all.
Shit
y'all.
Was hot.
But y'all already knew what it was.
Yeah, y'all. People knew. I mean, this Irving.
Everybody knew.
This Irving. Everybody knows everybody's business.
Oh, and she gonna hear it too.
I'm sure. All right. Well, that's it for our crazy BFF breakup stories. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back. And we have some BFF questions that we found or people sent in that we're going to ask each other. So stay tuned. And we're back. I've always wanted to say that. Okay, so now I found a couple of questions and looked some up on the internets about random stuff. So I'm gonna ask Cassie and see what she fucking thinks. So here we go. Cassandra, if your best friend significant, I feel like you shouldn't be answering this because we just went over this. If your best friend's significant other was doing shady things behind your back, should you tell them? I mean, yeah, right?
Duh. That's like a rhetorical question.
That, yes. The answer is yes. Okay. So, but if they keep letting their significant other fuck them over, is it okay for you to not support their relationship? Again, the answer is yes. Because Cassie been through this shit. should you keep quiet about how you feel or should you express them to your best friend? I mean, you kept quiet though for a while and then you finally was just like, all right, bitch, no one likes your shit.
I feel like I didn't though. Like I had already told her like multiple times, maybe a little more subtly, but this last time I was like, okay, bitch. Let me just tell you straight up.
Yeah, so maybe just from the get-go, be like, no. That I feel like that would be the best advice I could give.
Yeah.
I feel like if, I don't know, I feel like if you were in a, like an adult relationship and y'all did have some shit going on, first off, like, I rarely tell you about when me and Brandon fight. Well, me and Brandon really don't fight, but I only really ever tell you about the big shit that happens.
Right.
Like, but again, that rarely fucking happens. But I know because you're my best friend and you know how I am, that if I tell you something and like I'm actually in the wrong, you can be like, bitch, you're wrong. You know?
Yeah.
Like, me and you, that's just how we are. I don't know. I feel like we're a better set of best friends. Like, we're the ideal best friends.
I do believe that this
like,
is true.
Like, I don't know. We're too honest. We're too honest. And, like, you know I keep it real, and I know you're going to keep it real. So, moral of the story, keep it fucking real with your friend.
But she was just, like, she wasn't that type of friend that could take that kind of, like, I guess, like, criticism.
Yeah.
She would, like, because if you did try to, like, tell her, like, okay, well, maybe, you know, because there were certain situations where Miles would be in the right and we would be sitting there talking and he's just trying to, like, you know, get his point across and, you know, I'm their middleman. Like, okay, yeah, I feel you. You're right. You know, homegirl, listen up. And she'd be like, I feel like you guys are attacking me. Why are y'all attacking me right now? Why are you on his side? You should be on my side. Like, girl.
Yeah, no.
We're all adults here.
She got her own problems she needs to deal with. But in general, if your best friend isn't fucking crazy.
If your best friend is crazy.
You should just be able to be real with her, and she should be like, all right,
she should be a fucking grown-ass bitch and take it.
Well, I also, like, I feel like even my other, like, I'm best friends with Jennifer and Lacey, and if anything ever happened, I know that I could keep, and Jennifer's like that. Jennifer, she's sweet, and, like, she's docile, like, she's not aggressive like me and you are.
Yeah.
But there have been times that I've had to, like, be real with her, and she was like, okay. Like, she fucking took it. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I'm a bitch. I'm a fucking bitch.
I don't think I've ever been in that situation with Jen. Like, I don't know.
She's sweet little Jen. Like, but I've never really, like, fought with Lacey either. I don't know. Am I easy to figure out? Is that why you bitches don't fight with me? Like, y'all just know how I am, so y'all don't fucking do dumb shit. I don't know. I'm lucky, I guess. But,
yeah. You're not a crazy fucking psychotic idiot.
Thank you.
That's what it is.
Probably the nicest thing you've ever said to me. So, thank you. Also, I am crazy.
I don't want to mislead our followers. Psychotic crazy.
No, I am. Brandon would probably disagree, but yeah, I'm not. Okay, so second, if your best friend said really fucked up things to you, drunk or sober, would you stop talking to them? We talked about this a little bit.
I mean, there's a line, obviously. Yeah, I've done things whenever I'm drunk, and I'm not friends with those people anymore.
Yeah.
For very good reasons.
I feel like there's a line in, like, yelling. It depends on what you're saying, I guess.
Saying things is different versus in what you're doing, you know?
Like, also that. If you're getting physical, like.
Yeah, if you're getting physical with me while you're drunk off your ass, no, that's not okay.
I feel like just, like, a general life rule. Like, if me and you fight, like, we're not friends. Like, afterwards, like, I might be cordial. Like, I might just be like, all right, because we have mutual friends or whatever. But, like, we ain't friends. Okay.
No. Like, you put your hands on me.
Yeah, you fucking fight me,
and then wake up the next morning and try to still be confrontational with me. Like, no, bitch, you're lucky I don't beat your ass right in here.
Exactly. You stole the words out of my fucking freaking mouth. Would you forgive them if they apologize? If it was fucking sincere.
Yes.
Like, if I genuinely think that you, like, if this isn't, like, a common occurrence.
Right. Yes. Right.
Like, if this isn't happened every fucking time we drink.
This is the first time this has ever happened. Yeah. You know. Yeah, I'll forgive you.
Yeah, but, all right, this bitch had too
much. But if this is every time.
The Patron hit, she got too fucked up. She says some dumb shit. It's cool. We're cool. Whatever.
Don't let it happen again.
Yeah.
Next time we around each other, mm-hmm. you know, mind your liquor. Mm-hmm. Know your fucking limits. Mm-hmm.
Or, bitch, I'm going to stop telling you shit because what you're probably saying is stuff that I don't want anyone else to know. And you fucking blabbing your goddamn mouth. That's what probably happened. Anyway. So, yeah. If it's sincere, I'll forgive you. How far should you let it go before you stop being their friend?
Physical. If it gets physical, then yeah, no.
Yeah, if you fucking put your hands on me,
or if it's like every time we hang out and you're acting a fucking fool, then no.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Same sees. I mean, you always act a fucking fool, though.
That's different. I'm not in your face calling you names and shit. I mean, I'm calling you names, but not like that.
But, like, my bitch is so, like, all right. No, you're like a chill, like, messy drunk, if that makes sense. You're not messy, you're just drunk.
I'm just drunk, like.
Like.
I can't really walk right now, but we cool as fuck.
No, like, you know Cassie had her limit when she just fucking disappears, and then you find her later on, like, dead on the couch or on the bed or in some random person's fucking room. Like, you know she done. She don't try and stay up. She's just like, cool, I'm out. Like,
I just, and I don't even tell you I'm leaving. I'm just like,
she just fucking leaves.
These niggas is getting drunk right now. They ain't paying attention to me, so let me just slip out the back door and fall asleep somewhere.
Oh my god, you remember when we lived with Allie and whose party were we at? And we fucking lost you. Oh, it was Adam.
Yeah, it was Adam.
Adam Wildemariam's party at some fucking person's house. And you fucking got lost. Yeah, because
I woke up the next day and the guy whose house it was, his girlfriend, I went to middle school with her. It was a really fucking shitty situation too because I'm pretty sure who's ever... bed I was in, I fucking puked all over myself. Oh. I had puke in my hair.
Oh
hot.
Puke in my hair, all of my clothes. Hot. And
God.
There wasn't just like those two people there. It was like five people still there from the party.
Yeah, I think they were like.
And was like, I was like the girl that they, like, when I left, they were like, dude, did you that see bitch that drunk bitch? Up. She had throw up in her hair. Like, God.
How did you get back to her house?
Keith and my brother came and picked me up.
That's right. I literally had to put like a SOS out, like fucking Amber alert.
Have you seen Cassie?
I issued a Cassie alert on fucking Twitter.
And then when I get there, she pulls me in the house and she's like, get the fuck in here. And I'm like,
my parents are there. We're going to go somewhere.
Your dad had just like, he picked us up like right after and we went to go get pumpkins because we went to that one guy's house for the pumpkin carving.
My dad's boss or whatever. Yeah. So my parents are at our apartment and like Cassie was supposed to go with us. And she like pulls up and like casually knocks on the door and tries to fucking come in and act like I wasn't just fucking trying to find her. Like I was about to call the police. We called the damn hospital. We could not find this bitch. And she ended up falling asleep at this motherfucker's house. Hiding in
you
between
know what?
Beds and shit.
That's her fault because she didn't look hard enough.
Bitch, we looked in there. You were hiding between some fucking pillows and I don't know where the
fuck
you were.
I woke up on the bed, so I was on the motherfucking bed.
I think someone moved you because you were not on the bed. Who was with Norman? Norm, I know your ass was there with me. Who else? Jennifer was there. We could not find you. Anyway, let me move on before I get mad. All right. So, yeah, if you put your... I'm talking about drunk people. If you put your hands on me, we're done. Just saying. Should we hold our best friends at a higher standard than just a friend?
Yeah. I think that's also a
we're
rhetorical
best friends.
Question.
Like, okay. Like, if I call you my best friend, like, bitch, you my best friend. Like, I don't, okay.
You're, like, blood at this point.
Yeah, like, I don't like a lot of people in general. So, if I call you my best friend, like, bitch.
So.
You it.
So, like, in my situation, if you're my friend and you sleep with my ex, I'm just not ever gonna talk to you again. But if you're my best friend and you sleep with my ex, oh, bitch.
Bitch. Bitch.
You're probably gonna get your ass beat for one.
Wait, who slept with your ex? Annie?
No, I was the
oh!
I was the friend that slept with the ex.
Bitch.
And she should have beat my ass.
This awkward.
But.
Cassie calling herself out. I was confused. I thought she was calling out someone else.
Hey. Okay, I take part in knowing that that was a really shitty move on my part. But
yes.
I don't regret it because I have kids and we married. And even though he's a fucking asshole sometimes, I love him a lot.
Yeah, same for my situation. You can't help who you love. I really genuinely tried to not like Brandon multiple times. I can say that with complete, like... I was telling Jennifer every day, like, we cannot hang out with him and Mikey. We cannot fucking hang out with them. And then somehow we end up together.
Better than me because I purposely placed myself wherever the fuck that nigga was. I was like, hey.
So annoying. No, I genuinely was like, I can't do this. Like, this can't be a thing. And then somehow this motherfucker would make his way to me. And I'm like, God damn it. Let's just fucking hang out. Whatever. Who cares? And then later I'd be like, we can't be friends. Like, stop talking to me. Lose my number. Like, don't look at me. Don't think about me. Nothing. But, like, genuinely, you, like, can't help who you love. Like, at the end of the fucking day, you love who you love. And sometimes when you love certain people, it fucking hurts other people. But then you work through it. And now, like, me and Winter are fine. Like, we're friends. We're cool.
Good for you.
Yeah. Mature.
Maturity.
Maturity at its finest. Okay. Your situation a little different, though. Anyway. The next question, at what point do you have to stop worrying about being there for your best friend and worry about what's best for you? When your friend's toxic relationship is bleeding into your life, that's when it gets a little, like, pump the brakes.
Yeah.
Like, if you're fighting at my house, and if you're fighting in front of my kids, like, that shit at the pool, like, I'd be like, no, I'm never hanging out with you again. Like... No, that's too much.
If you have people over and you are fighting with your husband and then you pull a knife out because you're threatening to kill yourself, that's whenever I'm like, okay, this is a really, really sketch situation and I want nothing to do with it.
This is getting weird.
I think I need to remove myself from this room.
Oh my god. Put enter meme of SpongeBob. I'm a head out.
When the knife come out, I'm a head out.
When the knife come out. Oh my god.
Oh god.
All right. Last fucking question. If you're friends with two people who are a couple and one or the other is doing shady things behind the other's back and you somehow find out, what should you do?
Well, I'm gonna just use Miles and
Annie and Miles
for this. If Miles is doing something shady, which he was, and I did call that nigga out to her and say this, but at that point it didn't even really matter because
it's the last cause.
Yeah, how many times has he done shady shit and people have called it out? But if it was her doing it, I would applaud her. I'd be like, yes, finally. And I would not tell him.
But I'm saying, if you were, best friends with two people, you were friends with this person at a separate time and you were friends with this person at a separate time, and then they ended up getting together as a couple and you're friends with both of them still, and then or the other is doing shady things, do you tell the other friend or do you confront, what would you do?
Do you tell the one that you're closer to?
But what if you're equally, it's just you're equally closer. You knew one person separate. You knew one person separately from, whatever time. It doesn't matter how long you knew them, but, you knew them. You were friends with them separately, and then they ended up getting together. Then what would you do? Would you fucking...
Okay,
who would you tell?
Let's use... Who should we use as an example?
I don't know, because I don't have any friends like that. I knew you, and then I knew Chris. I knew Kevin first before I knew Jen, but me and Jen are best friends.
Yeah.
And same with Jared, Jared and Lacey. I knew Jared through Lacey.
I think,
I don't have any friends like that. I feel like first off, I would confront the person that's doing the shady, my friend that's doing the shady shit.
Okay.
Let's say me and Chris were friends before. Y'all got together. Mm-hmm. We were good friends, and then me and you were good friends, and y'all got together. If Chris was the one doing shady shit, I'd be like, bro, what the fuck? I would go to him first, and then I'd be like, this needs to stop, and you need to tell.
Before I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, look, I'm gonna give you a chance to come clean.
So you
tell
her something I don't know?
Sorry, Chris, I gotta tell her. He hates you. He said, fuck you.
We knew that.
He texted me just now and told me to tell you to fuck off. No, I'd be like, you need to tell her, this is, and then I would be like, if you're not gonna fucking tell her, I'ma tell her. And then if he doesn't tell you, bitch, I'ma tell you.
Yeah.
I feel that's the most appropriate.
I feel like that's a good way to give someone a warning, because then whenever they don't tell them,
I'd be like,
you telling that I told you, I told you.
I told you to
and
fucking
then
tell her.
That's a lost friend right there. That's a lost friend. Because then they're going to be like, that bitch fucking told on me.
I mean, but I told you. And then if we're good enough friends, you should know that, bitch, I ain't playing.
You put me in a bad position.
One, yes. I'm in a shitty position because I'm friends with your significant other that you're fucking over. And I what do you expect me to do? I would do it vice versa. If you were doing shady shit and Chris was my friend, I'd be like, bitch, the fuck you doing? And then I'd be like, tell him. And then if you don't tell him, I'll be like, I'll tell him. And then I'm going to tell him.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a good friend approach.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. That's that. This was a lot. We fucking laid that shit all on y'all. I feel like we went too hard with this one.
I feel like we just went to therapy.
Yeah,
And we got it all out.
Yeah, I think maybe we needed to do this. Yeah. We needed to just get it all out, fucking say what we need to say, and move the fuck on.
And it just so happened that it made for good podcast material.
Dude, it really did. I like how that just kind of like flowed into it.
Yeah, like we didn't even plan that. It just kind of happened.
It happened and I was like, yo, this is what's going down.
Yo.
And then the other part of the segment came through and we were like, oh my God, that's perfect.
Also, yes. So yeah, also thanks for, you know, all the people that sent in their stories. Yes. We actually got a lot, but because these ones that we picked were already pretty long, I was like, that's enough. Like, we didn't want to have y'all sitting here for 12 hours listening to everybody's problems. Because that's what
I totally would, because like, whew, glad yeah, them and not me.
I mean, same though. So moral of the story, don't fuck over your best friend. Like, they're hard to find.
But also, don't let your best friends fuck you over.
Same. Bitch. Wow.
We should be in the health and wellness section right now.
Okay. I feel like that. We talked about Spider-Man going down on, I guess that is health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
He had to be in good shape to, you know.
Jump up after that.
Yeah. He probably did some squats or some shit. Also, the nutting in your own hand, that's good for moisturizing. Face wellness.
Yeah.
Washing your face, whatever. I hate you guys. I don't know why we have a podcast. I don't know why you keep asking us to keep doing these, because we're the worst. We're not funny.
I told my sister about us starting a podcast, and immediately after saying, oh my God, did I tell you started a podcast? I was like, don't listen to it. You can't listen to it.
Yeah. Oh my God. No, especially your sisters cannot listen. Don't listen to it.
No, not my sisters. My sister, like my big sister.
Oh, yeah, no.
I was like, you can't listen to it though.
No, my dad's asked me multiple times, like, do you want me to? And I was like, I want you to, but it's inappropriate. So don't.
Don't.
Like, I want you to support me, but I don't think this is one that you need to support. Because we talk about some nasty shit on here that is going to make you uncomfortable. So yeah, that's it. We're done. Just to make sure y'all know where we are. You can listen to us on this app, Anchor app, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Breaker, or Radio Public. I see a lot of y'all on Spotify. I think that's the easiest way to find us.
Mm-hmm.
You just search literally with the exclamation point and we're there. Send your suggestions to the podcast literally at gmail.com. Our Twitter is at listen literally. You can follow me and Cassie on Twitter. Cassie's is at ksteg18. Mine's is at _bex with 3 Ks and 3 S's. I'm sorry, I'm so extra. That's me, bitch. And yeah, we missed you guys. We can't wait to get back in this shit.
Oh, next week's gonna be good.
All right. Well, send your suggestions. We want to know what y'all want to fucking hear. We're funny, but we're not that funny. Okay. We
can't come up with it all the
time. No, we can't. So yeah, send your suggestions. We love y'all. We miss y'all. And
peace out, bitches.
Bye, Liddy babies.
Liddies.